The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning, Ollie.
Ryan, how are you doing?
Nice to talk to you.
Pleasure.
You have something to tell me.
I have indeed, yes. Probably about, it's a good news story anyways.
So, oh, that's a very good start.
Yes, exactly. So about 6 months ago, my daughter were down at Inishgrowan surfing. I was getting her in, giving her some personal surfing lessons.
Yeah.
And I bought this new GoPro for, number one, for capturing memories like that, but also for the work I do as well, for doing videos. I was shooting some videos for helping people start their own gardening and stuff during the COVID.
Hmm.
So anyway, we're down surfing and I had it into water and a wave came and snatched it off the board, and my good GoPro that I was after paying a lot of money for disappeared.
It's a camera, isn't it?
It's a camera, yes, GoPro camera.
GoPro,
yeah.
GoPro. Okay, gotcha.
And it was the new model of one. So, and it was, God, I was so disappointed. And my little girl, well, she's 14, she was saying, oh, look, we'll go, look, we'll stop. And I said, no, we'll keep going now. You know, we're enjoying ourselves, so we'll come back down at low tide and we'll have a look. But
okay.
There was no joy. I couldn't find it. Come back down the next morning. And so it was just the footage and I had loads of other videos on it. So I just put it to bed. I said, look, it's done. There's nothing I can do about it now. So I kind of always in the back of my mind, you know, sort of kicking myself in one sense. But then last night I was lying on the couch and I was having a glass of wine and the phone beeped. Did I lose the GoPro?
Oh.
And I was, what? So I messaged you back straight away within seconds. Yes. Did you find one? And then this guy in Dublin rang me from Graham, was his name. And he says, my mother was down walking in Inishgrowan. He asked me, obviously, what it was first. Did I lose? Because you wanted to verify it was. And I said, the GoPro 8, whatever. And he goes, yeah, my mother was down walking at the beach. She lives in Kerry. And she didn't know what to do with it. She brought it home with her. And she tried to look around. She asked a few people on the beach. No one had it. So she posted up to Graham. Graham posted it on loads of social media and everything like that. Got no response. So he decided to get a lead for it. Plugged it into the computer yesterday. And lucky enough, I had done a video up on gardening tips mentioning my website. And he went on to my website, betterplants.ie.
Yes, he did.
And got my number.
Oh, that's brilliant. What a cool guy. Who is he?
Graham is the name. He didn't give me a second and I was posting it down. And I was saying, God, you know, send me up his address there and I'll send you up something. He said, no, look, I just returned the good deed to someone else, passed it on. And I said, my God, you know, that's just amazing.
So you're a surfing gardener.
A surfing gardener, yeah.
Called Ollie Green. I mean, this is were you invented by a children's book author or?
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been, yeah. I could actually sell seaweed and fertilizer.
Ah, sure, come on.
And it actually all stemmed, the story in my business kind of stemmed from my passion for surfing as well, so, and gardening, so it all combined into
what
one.
What a great,
so.
Funny, because I was coming off my walk yesterday and a woman came up to me and she had her phone in her hand and I said, don't stand so close to me, quoting the song. But
yes.
she was showing me a picture that she had taken of me and her in Ross's Point. No, yeah, Strandhill or Ross's Point. I think it's Ross's Point, which is this. Is Ross's Point the surfing spot?
Yes, Ollie? It would indeed. Yeah.
And she said, there we are in our picture together. She said, we should do another one. And I said, yeah, sure, of course. And her husband hopped out of the van, right? And he came out of the van and he said, listen, he said, our business is going quite well at the moment in Sligo. We sell bikes. And I forgot the name of the bike shop. It was kind of an interesting name. It was different, but it's just slipped past me away at the moment. But he said, we sell bikes in Sligo and I'd love to give a bike to somebody on your show and I'll deliver it anywhere in Ireland for you because we're doing well. I thought, what a nice gesture, Ollie.
Yeah,
fair play to him. So between you, Barry, the GoPro, everything in between, everyone's doing nice things for other people.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Absolutely, yeah. There's no doubt about it. It's great to see it. Like, just
okay.
Amazing.
How's everything else? Oh, how's your
great,
world?
Yeah, no, business is really good. We sell seaweed. We've set up some gardening courses there as well. I do it on, you know, this, and COVID has been quite good to us as well, you know, to be honest with you. And just you were mentioning on post this morning, like, during the whole thing, like I said, they are the unspoken heroes of this as well, because only for them, like, our business has been able to. And the courier companies as well, like, because we're all online.
A lot of people doing good things. Ollie, listen, look after yourself. We'll see you up there soon.
Yeah, thanks very much.
All the best. Thanks for that. Not at all. Bye. That's a true thing. He gave it the full bye 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 there. I like that.